You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to Points to Paradise. So happy to have you here as always. All right, so actually right now as this is coming out, I'm actually on vacation in San Antonio. So I am living it up right now, all on points. And I will share more about this specific destination later on in another episode. But I did want to do a destination day. I haven't done one of these in a little bit just because we haven't been traveling this summer. And so I wanted to do a destination day for you. So today we're talking about White Sands National Park specifically, how to get there, where to stay, all of the good things. But before we do that, I wanted to remind you that the Travel Points Lounge community is now available for you to join. I've had it closed down for well over a month now, and I have totally revamped it. It is an amazing community that now houses all of my courses and my resources and literally is the place where you can get everything you need to learn about travel points, how to start earning them, how to start using them. This is for literally everyone. So whether you are someone who doesn't even have a credit card in your wallet and you're like, I don't even know how this travel points thing works, help me get my first card, help me start earning points for my first vacation, I've got you. If you are like, I have credit cards in my wallet and I have points, but I have absolutely no idea how to use them and how to be strategic and book vacations and book hotels and flights, or you're someone who's even more seasoned and you're like, I want to start going to luxury hotels and booking first class flights and finding availability in more of the intermediate things, I have everything for you. So there's a beginner course and an intermediate course that you will get access to, plus the community where you can ask all of the questions, get feedback, get help planning your actual vacations, and be surrounded with a community of other women who are traveling. Someone is traveling at least once a month in there, and it is so much fun to see them sharing their destination reviews. And we have an entire destination vault where I tell you where to stay and lots of recommendations so that you are also inspired about all the places that you could go on vacation. So definitely jump into this community. It's absolutely amazing. The link is here in the show notes, and I can promise you it is the best place to be if you want to travel more for way, way, way less. So let's dive into today's episode on destination day. These are my favorite episodes. I absolutely love them, and they are so much fun. All right, so let's dive into this destination. So I have actually been to White Sands National Park, and I actually live about 2.5-3 hours from there. So I know this area well, but I know there are a lot of people that really want to come visit this national park. If you haven't heard of White Sands National Park, it is a beautiful, as you can imagine, white sand dunes for miles, and it's like the most perfect, beautiful white sand. A lot of people come here to take professional photos, family photos, things like that. It's a really fun place to sled down the sand dunes in with your kiddos. There are a few hiking trails. They have a like a visitor center that you can learn more about the dunes and stuff. They do stargazing tours. There's all kinds of different things that you can do. I highly recommend when you get there buying a sled or renting one and going down the sand dunes. It's so much fun. I actually kind of liked it a little more than sledding in the snow because you're not cold. I would also recommend not going in the middle of summer. So you really don't want to go here in like June or July or really even August, because it does get well over 100 degrees there and the sand will be unbearably hot and you won't be able to touch it or take off your shoes or whatever if you wanted to. I would really recommend going in the fall, maybe even in the winter or spring, but I think the fall would probably be a really great time to go when the temperatures are a little bit cooler. But this is a place that people really like to visit, and people come from all over to visit White Sands National Park. But it is kind of out there in the middle of nowhere and harder to navigate. So I wanted to do a whole podcast episode on it because I do know a lot of you guys listening love visiting national parks. I did an episode on the Great Smoky Mountains. I need to do one on the Grand Canyon next, and I wanted to do one on this one since I live here and I actually visited there for the first time. I've lived in New Mexico, I don't even know how many years now, probably like 15 years, and I finally just visited this national park that's really close to my house within like the last year. So we went in December and that was a perfect time. It wasn't too cold and the sand was perfect. But to get here, where you're going to want to fly into is El Paso, Texas. There are lots of main airlines that fly into there. So I've flown United, Southwest, American, all those different ones out of El Paso. And so you want to fly into El Paso, Texas. That is going to be about 2.5 hours from White Sands National Park. And what you're going to want to do is fly into El Paso, and then you're going to drive north about an hour to Las Cruces, New Mexico. And you can either stay in Las Cruces or you could stay in Alamogordo. Both are about the same distance from the actual national park. If you were to stay in Las Cruces, that's more of the desert and it's going to be hotter. A bigger city with more amenities. And if you stayed in Alamogordo, you're kind of at the base of a mountain, and so you can be in the pine trees within 20 to 30 minutes from there. It's a little higher elevation, a little bit different scene. There's lots of pecan orchards, but both have options. Alamogordo is a lot smaller than Las Cruces. If you wanted to stay in Alamogordo, there is one Marriott Fairfield that I would recommend using your points at. You could transfer Chase points, American Express points, or just use your Marriott Bonvoy points and book it for pretty cheap at this Fairfield if you wanted to stay in Alamogordo and maybe go up into the mountains and see some pretty ponderosa pine tree type forests. That would be a great place to stay. If you are just wanting to go see the park and stay in a bigger city, Las Cruces is a great option. There are 4 different Marriott options. There's, I believe, 3 Hilton options. So you have a lot of ways that you could use your points in Las Cruces. I personally would stay, and this is where I've stayed before, at the Courtyard Marriott off of University. I stayed there for a concert a couple months ago. It's a fairly new hotel. It was really, really nice right there on University. Lots of food options around. It's not right by the freeway, so it's a little quieter than some of the other hotels that are off of the freeway. And so I would stay in Las Cruces. That would just be me. And I wanted to share some food recommendations as well for if you're staying in Las Cruces. First of all, once you get off the plane in El Paso, if you have a morning flight, even if you don't, if know anything about me, I love seeking out food places when I travel somewhere, and especially donuts. I always find like the best donuts. There is a donut shop that's like gourmet donuts in El Paso. Get off the airplane, start heading towards Cruces, and you're gonna wanna go to the Glazy Donut. They are gourmet donuts. They have like banana cream pie and all of these extravagant flavors. They're huge donuts, but they are so good. So anytime my sister like flies in from South Carolina, she usually flies into El Paso and I'll go pick her up and then we go and get these donuts. They are so, so good. Be sure to do that. And then when you're in Cruces, Las Cruces, you can go to, there's lots of amazing restaurants. Specialty there is going to be Mexican food. And so if you want to get some really good authentic Mexican food, definitely go check out Andale's. It's an amazing restaurant with a salsa bar, amazing enchiladas, all of the good authentic Mexican food, which you have to try when you're in New Mexico. That is our thing here. We're really known for green chili, and so you have to try it when you're in New Mexico. It's just something that you have to do. But White Sands National Park is an amazing park. It's not going to take that long. So we went and visited for like half of a day. There's not a ton of things to do at the actual park, and so you don't need to plan like a very long vacation. If that's something, you're just coming to see the park, you can absolutely do everything in one day. There's a big zoo if you wanted to go to in El Paso. There's a water park in El Paso. There's other things to do in the area. If you're into hiking, I would definitely stay in Alamogordo and go hike up into the mountains. I don't know the name of it, but if you do stay in Alamogordo, if you just drive 30 minutes up into the mountains to a small town called Cloudcroft, there is an amazing restaurant. I've never eaten there. It's like a lodge. I can't remember the name of it, but I've heard it's really, really good. So Cloudcroft also has good food. Really amazing hiking up into the mountains. You could even do, if you stayed in Alamogordo, I would do a day trip to Ruidoso. It's a mountain town, very touristy, really, really cute town. I would 100% make the drive over there. There are tons of different shops like olive oil and artesian cheeses and wineries, and it is just like the cutest mountain town. So I would definitely do a day trip there if you stayed in Alamogordo. Maybe do some hiking, maybe do some fishing, maybe go play some miniature golf, all kinds of things to do. But for White Sands National Park itself, that is not going to take much but half a day to a day to go see the national park, to go see everything, sled down the dunes and all of that. Like I said, it's out in the middle of nowhere. There's no restaurants out there. There's nothing else to see. So from Alamogordo or Las Cruces, it's going to be about a 30-minute drive out to the national park, and it's in between both of those towns, and there's nothing else in between those two towns. So just know that once you go out there, there's really nothing else to do until you were to come back to where your hotel would be, whether that would be Las Cruces or Alamogordo. But it is an amazing park to see. The White Sands are absolutely beautiful. If you wanted to take some family photos while you're there, there's lots of photographers that do that. That might be a really great option for you to do. I know lots of families like to take family photos when they're on vacations and do something a little bit different in a different scene than where they live. So that would 100% be a great option to do if you were here. So short episode, not much to talk about. Lots of flight options, lots of hotel options, two different cities, an amazing national park. And if you really wanted to, you could even drive up to Albuquerque if you wanted to, and go see some other things. That's about 3 hours from there as well, if that's something you wanted to do. I did a destination day on Albuquerque also. There's a really great resort up there. But short and sweet, to the point, because I know there are some national park lovers on here. So I hope this is helpful. If this is one has been on your list, definitely make it happen. It's totally doable and very cheap in points for these resorts. And you could probably even get some really cheap flights flying into El Paso as well. So I will catch you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.